Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
That's 9.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Saturday, March 9th, it's Bourbon and Bacon Fest. Yeah, it is back. Return to the Seattle Design Center. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get the great bourbon and the tasty bacon all under one roof.
It's always a great time.
And now you can join us during the day or the night. Or, hey, why don't you join us for both? Premier general admission tickets, too, are available. You want to go? You want to do what needs to be done? Head to KISW.com. Get your tickets now. It's Bourbon and Bacon Fest benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play.
Could whack him because it's Whackin' Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Whack it.
Yeah, ready for some whackin'? Whackin'?
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Yeah, we're whack. What? Okay.
Yeah, no, this isn't the last segment. We're not in Danny's front room there.
Whack it.
Hey. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Travis and Kent to take on. Steve, Travis, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Ravi's playing for a pair of tickets to check out Cage Sport MMA. That's happening at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, February 9th, hosted by D. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to get tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Whack it.
Yes, I am.
Which Scientologist was trapped in the closet in the Trapped in the Closet episode of South Park?
Pass.
In The Simpsons, who hit Bart with his car?
Pass.
What was the name of the red character in the board game Clue? Who was the 4th president of the United States?
Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Pass.
In which film did Kevin Costner make his directorial debut?
Waterworld.
No.
Field of Dreams.
No.
Yes, this was Wolf.
Yes. What does a DNR order at a hospital stand for?
Do not resuscitate.
Yes. Richmond is the capital of which U.S. state?
Repeat the question.
Richmond is the capital of which U.S. state?
Pass.
What is the name of the old gray donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Yes. And did you put in another answer for the Scientologist who was trapped in the closet, the Trapped in the Closet episode of South Park?
Yes, Tom Cruise.
Yes, I thought maybe you said something there, so I'm going to give that one to you as
good
well.
Good job, Rev.
4 correct.
Good ears. Oh, it's 4.
All right. Yeah, it's only 4, so I mean, it's like anything.
All right, Travis, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, he could still get a win. It could be the deciding factor, and I didn't want to leave him out.
What a guy.
Yeah.
What a congenial host.
Yeah, I'm a benevolent leader of this little segment here.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which Scientologist was trapped in the closet in the Trapped in the Closet episode of South Park?
John Travolta.
No.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Trapped in the closet.
In The Simpsons, who hit Bart with his car?
Milhouse.
No.
Lisa.
No.
Homer.
No. What is the name of the red character in the board game Clue?
Red Wing?
No.
Red Robin?
No.
Red Man.
No.
Wow.
Who was the fourth president of the United States? No.
What's that?
Who was the fourth president of the United States? No.
Ooh. Cleveland.
No.
Edison.
No. In which film did Kevin Costner make his directorial debut?
Oh, Dances with Wolves.
Yes. What does a DNR order at a hospital stand for?
Do not return.
No.
Do not resuscitate.
Yes. Richmond is the capital of
Virginia.
Yes. What is the name of the old gray donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Yes. How many seconds are there in 1 hour?
Oh, man. Oh, crap. 380.
No.
690.
No.
690 is good. Yeah.
500.
No. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steve, you win. 5-4.
Oh, just a squeak by. Sorry, Travis.
That's all right. I miss Richmond.
Yeah, yeah.
Virginia, I knew that.
Oh, you did know that? Damn it.
Yes. I just I didn't hear the question correctly the first time, and then when you repeated it, I just passed.
Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, my friend, I will see you later.
Yep. And Steve,
you're simply the best.
You are simply the best.
Whack it.
Right now.
Whack it.
Today.
Whack it.
Barely the best.
Hey, I
think we should make a new song.
Win's a win.
That's right.
Yeah. Does anybody know how many seconds there are in 1 hour?
Yeah, I mean, it's just simple. So, no one's got a guess, really?
No.
There's 360.
Would you like to try that again?
What you say? How many seconds there are in 1 hour?
In 1 hour.
Okay, there's 60 minutes in an hour,
mm-hmm.
and there's 60 seconds in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 3,600?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Mr. Right. Smarty Pants. Okay. You got it wrong first.
Okay. I guess I would have eventually got to it.
Yeah. Who was the fourth president of the U.S.?
So I knew it was an integer of 36 at least,
or a multiple,
or whatever.
I guessed 360, didn't I?
Yeah, and you were wrong.
Yeah, so I knew that too.
Then you went to 6.
No, actually, you didn't. You said 380.
Yeah, you said 380.
So your math was even off on that.
Yeah. The fourth president?
Yeah.
Should we know this one?
Yeah, not really. I mean, if you know it, you'll know it.
I don't think I do.
All right.
James Madison. I mean, if you know the early ones, maybe you'll know it.
I don't like that question.
I do know that you know the red character in the board game Clue.
Yeah, Vicky does too.
Miss Scarlet.
Yes.
There you go.
Miss Scarlet.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Colonel Mustard is the yellow character.
He's pissed at you. You took away his rank and called him Mr. Mustard. He is a colonel, Steve. Come on.
He disgraced the position. We removed the colonel. Oh,
dishonorable discharge.
Yeah.
And then on The Simpsons, who hit Bart with his car?
Was it Mr. Burns?
It was Mr. Burns. Yeah. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 5 correct.
I would have beat both of them. Dang it.
All right.
Yeah, caller 5, though. You know what? The important thing is you're a winner. You get K-Sport MMA tickets with the Ted Smith hanging out there as well at Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 5, 206-421-ROCK. Well, there's a dude in his 50s who got more than he bargained for after taking an entire bottle of erectile dysfunction medicine.
Oh, boy.
You know, why would you think that's the thing you need to do? They haven't identified this man, but he drank an entire 750-milligram bottle of liquid Viagra. The recommended dose is 80 milligrams. So that is a lot more than he should have had.
How many hours was he going?
He saw doctors for he had actually debilitating night blindness from this. And they say if you do it too much, you go blind. And he did
it.
He had a sensitivity to light. He had donut-shaped spots in his eyes. After 2 days of treatment, his condition improved with the exception of the donut-shaped spots. They're still there.
Ooh.
That's not good.
What? I mean.
Whoa. So basically, you got the blood pumping so much.
How?
It went all the way up to your eyeballs.
So was he just like in the throes of passion? Like, I need to get things going. Let me get that bottle and crush it.
Dude, I just think he's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Did he read the bottle and says, hey, this is like 8 servings?
Can we start using the word stupid again? I just feel like it's a word that really just sums up that you need to get your S together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people go, it's mean. It's like, no. Whenever I was told I was stupid, it really made me go, okay, I need to figure this out. If someone's going to turn around, especially my dad, who didn't really have much beyond a high school education, I always thought I was smarter than him. Whenever I was in a position where he said, what are you, stupid? I'm like, okay, I need to figure this. I can't let this man think I'm stupider than he is. I want to bring it back. I mean, really, you take a whole bottle of anything?
I mean...
Viagra.
I mean, they didn't mention the other part, but do you think he had...
Oh, my God. He must have just basically been... Yeah, he must have been just like a... I don't know, like a T, you know, whatever you call it, tripod boy. He had to be.
I think that'd be funny. I mean, if you have a good sense of humor, then go right to a strip club. And be like, I just drank a whole bottle of this.
Wow.
And see if they let you in. Sir, we're going to have to refuse service.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. That's because you'll never leave. We'll never be able to help you out at
all. And stop wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
He had to go to the doctor probably with that going on.
Yeah, he did.
I can't see, and I have a walking blind stick for you.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. All right. Well, it is time for you to take over this show, people. It's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Yeah, whatever you want to talk about, man, you get to run this ship. But Steve says, look, if you're going to be the captain, the captain. Who's the captain now?
They are. We're their first mates.
That's right.
Yeah, and they better show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to gong them, throw them off the boat. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Okay, Austin, you're the first captain, and you are on the Rock.
Woo!
What you got for us today, Austin?
All right, so I want to talk about an awkward situation when I was working at a fast food joint in Mount Vernon when I was about 17.
All right.
I'm 25 now. So I was dealing with a customer that came up. She had her young child, you know, feeding them to everyone that I eat. She asked me for some extra napkins and a medium-sized bag, and the little kid heard napkin and pulled away from the nip and asked her, said, me too. Meaning, you know, me too for extra napkin. And when that happened, fresh milk shot across the counter.
What the hell? Okay, I'm
having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, you're kind of mumbling, Austin, and I can't hear very well.
I heard fresh milk flew across the...
I'm sorry. I'm talking to your headset. I'm at work.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You guys hear me better?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
So you're at the fast food restaurant. A woman comes up, and she's breastfeeding while she's talking to you?
Right.
Okay.
And so she asks for a medium-sized bag and some extra napkins, and the little kid heard extra napkins and pulled away, you know, me too, asking for extra napkins too.
How old was the kid?
And so when breast milk squirted across the counter.
Wait, so the kid was drinking, and then...
Yeah, drinking breast milk and pulled away from it, and breast milk, like, squirted towards me, like, on the counter.
Okay.
And so...
How old do you... Austin, how old do you think the kid was?
Oh, shoot.
Old enough to
18
talk.
18 months, 2 years.
Well, what?
Kids talking 2 years old?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Super awkward. This mom and I are, like, looking at each other in the eyes, like, in awe. You know, my jaw's on the counter or floor, whatever you want to say. And my manager oversees this, so she's like, go to the back, get a rag, and deals with the customer, you know. So I, like, scurried the heck out of there as quick as I could.
Yeah, that's
Well, if you guys were out of creamer, you at least had someone there to help out.
Yeah, yeah. I could have given her some coffee or something, too, if she wanted.
Austin, you're working. You're not stoned. You sound stoned, but I don't think you are. Or are you?
Yeah.
There we go.
Wait. Don't say where you're working, but what type of work do you do?
CNC lathe.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
So you give me the name of the company, I think.
Did you just give me the name of the company?
The name of the company?
No, don't. I don't want to get you fired. No. What kind of work is CNP? You said CNP weighing?
CNC lathe operator. So I like
lathe operator. A lathe
operator.
Can't you hurt yourself if you're operating it? You're okay over there, buddy?
No. I just push buttons.
Oh, okay, good.
That's kind of what we do for a living, too. We just hit buttons.
Can someone else get hurt by you pushing buttons?
No, I'm just in my own little department.
Oh, so you so you can just get baked, and is this Austin wake and bake every day when this is for this job? Is it good to be able to do?
Well, if I have a medical card, I mean, you know.
Oh, we lost him. All
right. It's a safe job.
It's Austin, your phone's terrible, and you're just so stoned that we just can't understand you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, man? If you can go to your job and be happy, and as long as you're not hurting anything or breaking anything.
All I know is I don't typically eat at a fast food establishment. I'll usually get like an order through the drive-thru. But that would change my decision-making process. If one day I sat in there and I saw a woman breastfeeding, and all of a sudden the breast milk started flying, I'd be like, I need to eat at fast food places all the time.
This is
better than television.
Entertainment right
there.
Yeah,
if it's true.
I don't know what I would do, because there's the breast flopping out, there's the kid yakking at me, and there's the milk flying. I'm not sure how I'd react to all that. That's a party. That is a party. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. John in Arlington, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad. Johnny, what you got for us, buddy?
Man, I want to talk to you, DJ, about Traeger grills, because I own one, and I know you would love it if you got one. You would actually start grilling, because it is grilling for dummies.
That's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man.
Not screw it up.
You
throw meat in there. You don't need to buy the fancy thermometer one.
No.
Get on Amazon, buy a ThermoPro, you know, thermometer, wireless, that you can clip to you. You put the thermometer in the meat, and you let it go. It won't burn.
It already sounds like too much work for me.
Oh, you got this, BJ.
Oh, come on. It's easy, BJ.
Dude, I'm telling you. I mean, I appreciate the awesomeness.
My daughter grills on it. Got different flavor of pellets. You can add, like, when you're baking, you got apple, you got maple, you got your alder, your hickory.
John.
Mix them all up.
Well, how old's your daughter, you said?
10.
Oh, a 10-year-old daughter could cook on it.
Probably because she's much more proficient at things like that in life than I'll ever be.
Yeah, you got this.
I'd like to eat stuff from the Traeger grill.
What's your favorite thing to make on a Traeger?
Prime rib.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to eat when somebody grills it.
How about you could grill it yourself?
Dude, I have a microwave at home and I hate using that.
No. John, I think we're screwed.
Yeah, but you know what, John? You can cook for me anytime you want, but you swear by the Traeger grill.
Oh, I do. I love it.
All right. Well, I can appreciate something that makes something easy. I definitely can appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know why I don't get that gene. No. I don't care about gardening. I don't care about my lawn. I don't care about the house, like doing the outside work. I don't care about any of that, and I don't care about grilling.
But you care about who's going to be the next doctor.
I do care about who's going to be the next doctor. You're absolutely right. I do care about that. That is my hobby. And I will probably buy, if they had a Prager predictor for the doctor, I'd buy that.
Someone has a $399 tailgater Traeger, and it's the best.
Oh, yeah. See, I can appreciate that. If you're tailgating and you can bring one of those babies out there and always make it right, because it's that brand that makes it right. Oh, tailgating's fun. Then you can probably have a couple of beverages and throw them in and know it's going to come out right.
So to save your money, get a crock pot for every dinner. Last night, slow cooked spaghetti with ground up turkey.
Dude, yeah, a crock pot or an instant pot. Both of those are amazing.
Yep. Air fryer too.
Ooh.
Instant pots are fun because
the hell have we become?
I don't know.
Hungry.
It's like home and gardens.
Yeah, well, you guys really, really love it, and I'm like on the outs going, yeah, I don't have that gene.
The thing I love about the instant
pot. I like
pot.
Swiffers too. You like the dust with the Swiffers?
Well, I'm old, so I just take my pants off and I get my own Swiffer.
Whoa. You feel like a wizard with an instant pot though, because you have to take the steam out before you can open it. It won't let you open unless you do all the steam, so you push a button and just...
Yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of magical.
Yeah, you feel like a wizard.
So when's that new doctor coming out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Ryan and Kent, you are on The Rock.
Yo, yo, what's happening, everybody?
What's up, Ryan? What you got for us today, buddy?
So I am going to further your belief that Ambien should not be a regular thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So my Ambien story, so I couldn't call earlier when you guys were talking about it, but the Portland story kind of made me want to call in.
Oh, yeah. So, somebody just went shopping in Portland. They went on. They took off from Tacoma on Ambien, went to bed, and then next thing you know, they're in Portland shopping. What about
yours?
Yeah,
I'm going to one-up that one. So at the time, I used to work at SeaTac for a very prominent airline company like called Seattle Home.
Okay.
And so it was Friday night. I was coming home from work, and my buddy was like, hey, you know, you've been having trouble with, you know, the sleep and all that because we work crazy hours. So he hands me two Ambien, and he's like, here, take these when you get home. I was like, all right. So I took them, and I woke up the next morning in a room that I didn't know. Like, I wasn't, like, I woke up, in, or, like, I went to sleep in Olympia. I woke up in this hotel room.
Wow.
Didn't know where I was.
Whoa.
There was hieroglyphs on the cabinets and everything. And it was a lot hotter than it was because it was September. And so, you know, the heat was gone. And I woke up, and it's super hot. I walk outside my hotel room, and I'm in the inside of the Luxor Pyramid in Vegas.
Oh, wow. No. You flew to Vegas.
I flew to Vegas. Apparently, I jumped in the car, drove from Olympia to SeaTac, went because I used to work for the airline company, went to their customer service, say, hey, I want to fly to, you know, Vegas, apparently. And me being an employee, they're like, yeah, okay, we got this flight. Go ahead and jump on this one. It's got a bunch of empty seats. And so I made it there. Apparently, I booked a hotel room. I had,
wow.
I booked a, I went and saw the Blue Man Group. I booked that, apparently. It was awesome.
No.
I mean, I made the weekend of it.
That's
but
insane.
I was, you know, waking up, not knowing where you are or anything like that. It just freaked me out.
Ryan, you're a one-man wolf pack.
Dude, I appreciate the call.
He did the hangover with no one with him.
Yeah, dude, you're right.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just nuts. God, that is that Dambien, man, that is just strong. And you function. That's the thing. It is you're functioning. He was able to drive, book a flight, book a hotel, get it all done.
Go to a show.
And not have any memory of that. That is scary ass.
Wow. Like, not even like, oh, I thought I dreamt it or anything. Just
that
all
is
that happened.
So nuts, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Wow. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Jeff in Des Moines, you are on The Rock.
Hola.
Hola, Jeff, hola. Don't forget the Men's Room Afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got, buddy?
Hey, I got a good, funny story of just being young and stupid.
All right, well, you know what? We've all been there. Some of us still are a part of that.
Yeah, I was a young student that went to San Diego State, and, you know, I turned 21, wanted to find the local bars around the town. A buddy of mine found a great watering hole that had the name of Bladder Busters.
Oh, yeah.
And what it is, you go in, you pay a cover charge, I think it was around $10, to get a wristband. And you walk in, it's a beer and wine. You know, they just had basic domestics on tap, and you got to get as many drinks as you want until you visit that guy at the back room near the bathrooms where you cut your wristband off. Because that's the cover charge. You get all the free drinks until you get that wristband come off.
Oh, that's
and,
wild.
Know, my buddy and I, yeah. So, I mean, you can last quite a while until you got to break that seal. And my buddy and I thought, you know, let's try to get more bang for the buck. We're only getting here three, maybe four drinks before we lose our wristband and have to pay full price. So we thought, oh, hey, let's get some Depends. So we went out and got some of those.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Didn't really know those are only for small accidents.
Oh, boy.
We're drinking happy. We're drinking as hard as we can. Waiting to that last second, we thought, all right, this is the time. Let's try it out. And I made the big mistake of wearing khakis that day.
Oh, boy.
So you guys can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Needless to say, long story short, I never showed my face back to that place ever again.
I'll be honest, man, though, if I was part of your crew and you said that, I bet that's a great idea.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that either.
Damn, dude.
You wouldn't think to, like, just test it out, see if you... I feel like I would have... If I wore a diaper, I wouldn't be able to just do it in front of everyone. Mm. Like, I would have stage fright. I wouldn't be able to, like...
That is so funny. You can have sex in front of everybody, but you can't go to the bathroom in front of everybody. Oh, well, we all got our thing.
Right.
I go to the bathroom in front of everybody all the time. I mean, no, because you use a restroom.
Are you doing it right now?
I'm like, wow.
He's an old man. It's a catheter.
Really weird. Well, yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
Your ankle's all warm.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice feeling, guys. You ought to try it.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Damn. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a threesome have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 949 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a threesome have in common?
I wouldn't know. I have no point of reference.
You and me both.
It sounds like fun on paper, but I'll bet it's actually really stressful.
It's really fun on the couch, too.
Hey, but have you done it on paper?
Not on paper itself. Okay. I'll have to try that.
There you go. See it. I'll bet it looks good on paper.
Yeah.
I just want to text says Steve's wife won't entertain either.
Oh, Ryan Castle's worth entertaining.
Sure.
Come on.
In what way are we doing? Do you think for dinner? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've had dinner with the Migs family before.
Yes.
Yes.
It's super entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had some Thai food.
We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool story, bros.
All right.
And then I had a glass of water.
Then we go to a concert.
Yeah, we went to
Shinedown.
We went to Shinedown.
Okay. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
See, now that's a good part of the story there.
Me and the Migs and my Patrick wife Palace. And Pat Palace and his lovely wife, Lisa.
See, now it's getting better.
Yeah. Give us time to flesh the story out, BJ.
Right. Yeah, you should probably lead with the fact that you were going to a concert with Pat Palace and going with some cool people as opposed to we had Thai food together.
I thought we were the cool people in the group, but
apparently
shows what I know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. We were.
Yeah. Sorry, I've met you and I've met Pat Palace. I'm afraid you guys come out on the non-cool part of that entire group.
I only hang out with cool people.
You have to, don't you? All right. Bye, Castle. Yeah, he's up next. He is one of the cool kids.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Thanks, BJ. I appreciate that.
No problem, buddy. And he's got a 12-pack for you.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
It's the same thing as, like, the black box for cable.
It was like $100 to get this box, and it descrambles everything back when everything was analog.
Yeah, from a guy somebody else knows.
And I remember I went home, my dad finally did that, and I was like, I stocked up on so many VHS tapes, and whenever they would go to bed, I'd put on the Spice Channel and just hit record.
Nice.
And I went back to college, and I just had, like, 20 VHS tapes of just new stuff to hand out to all.
Dude, you're a golden god.
Yeah. Wow.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.